Hypernatural, the best men's polo shirts of 2024 as voted by Men's Journal. Hypernatural offers polos, tees, and button-ups that deliver an unmatched comfort and style, featuring Hypercool J technology for natural cooling. Enjoy an exclusive discount with my promo code DANDZ, and that can be used at hypernaturalstyle.com.
It's the option where we give you our picks for the week.
It is the option for NFL Super Wild Card Weekend. The playoffs are here, but we have to announce our winner of the option. The champ, 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 three-peat, three in a row for the lovely Rita Sanchez.
Pay Pat Riley for that one.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to get the Rita-peat. The three-to-peat. Oh, can't, I got you on that one. We got that one. Congratulations to the lovely Rita Sanchez. Came back, took it, and ran with it. And what can we say? She's building a dynasty. He's building.
Thanks for everybody for playing.
Absolutely. Thanks for playing. And we will see you guys in the regular season next year. But it's time for us to make our wild card round playoff picks. Saturday afternoon.
Saturday.
The 5-seed Rams in the afternoon matchup, 4:30 p.m. only on Fox. The Los Angeles Rams go into Carolina to take on that juggernaut NFC South champion at 8-9. Three-way tie with the Bucs and the Falcons.
Yeah.
But they're there. They are there. The Carolina Panthers. Who you got?
Yeah, so I'm sticking with my Super Bowl pick. Well, I got the Rams winning this game somehow. They can't lose to the... They can't lose the Carolina Panthers twice in the season, can they?
No.
Hopefully, Detroit Matthew Stafford doesn't show up. Sounds like Devontae Adams is playing. So, who led the league? Led the league in wide receiver touchdowns with 14.
This is not going to be close. No, thanks for coming, Carolina. Like, no.
What do you think they're going to blow them
out? The Rams are built for this. The Rams are here to make a point. And I think that it's going to get ugly fast in Charlotte. Saturday night, 8 p.m. on Amazon Prime. The 7-seed Green Bay Packers in a little NFC North action go into Soldier Field to take on the 2-seed Chicago Bears.
You know, for the most part, the Packers really beat them twice. You know, yeah. You know, I know that the Packers lost the second time, but they had that game, you know, and they fumble an onside kick and more bullshit happens. I'm going to take the Packers just because I think they're the better team. I think they're the better team, you know, so I'm going with the Packers.
I think Parsons, that injury still hurts them. They rested Jordan Love last week. Is he ready to go? You hope so, right? That was the plan. I gotta stick with the Bears on this one. I think that the Bears have enough, and I think that losing Parsons is not something that you can replace that quickly. That being said, it's going to be a close game because it's a division matchup. These things happen, they get close. It's going to be a fight.
Did he,
tooth and
did
nail.
Caleb Williams, did he get over 4,000 yards passing? I'm guessing he didn't.
Don't believe he did.
He didn't.
Don't believe he did. But you know what? When you got Manungai and you have DeAndre Swift.
Manungai.
You know what? That running game plays, man. That running game absolutely plays.
Where are they? First,
Old Glory offers over 300,000 items for music, sports, entertainment, and pop culture fans, featuring officially licensed merch from iconic bands and top sports teams. Discover your perfect fan gear and save with our exclusive discount at oldglory.com. Enter the promo code DNZ at oldglory.com and save 15% off any product. That's oldglory.com. Enter the promo code DNZ and start saving. Sunday, 1 o'clock, CBS. The 6 seed Buffalo Bills go into Duval to take on the 3 seed Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm taking the Jags.
No hesitation from me.
Hesitation from me. It's going to be close. I can see it. There is a pathway for the Bills to win here.
Nope. 3,942 yards.
Oh, so close. So close, Mr. Caleb Williams. So close.
Thanks for playing.
Your parting gifts are at the door. There is a way. There is a way forward for the Bills. But they have to play a damn near perfect game to do it. So,
I think Josh is hurt.
He's hurt.
There's also, I mean,
unless they run the shit out of the ball.
I mean, with James Cook, that is a possibility.
They won't.
He led the league in rushing. They won't.
Yeah. Fuck that. It makes too much sense.
Run the ball like 2 times in the second half.
It makes too much goddamn sense. No, we're not going to do that. I'm going to take the Jaguars. I think the defense is banged up for the Bills. Josh Allen looks a bit off. They still don't really have a great receiver to speak of. Unless they run the damn ball, unless they Derrick Henry, James Cook, Jag should take this one.
Yeah, not happening.
4:30. The 6 seed, San Francisco 49ers, go into the link to take on the 3 seed, Philadelphia Eagles.
49ers.
Whoa!
Yeah, Eagles are trash, man. They're trash.
Yeah, but... Man, the way the Niners just got snuffed out by the Seahawks, it doesn't give you any pause. Like,
no, because the Eagles are trash. Oof. They lost to the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, but Josh, they weren't Johnson. Trying to. Tanner McKee was their quarterback. They weren't trying.
You don't have to try to beat the Commanders.
Oh, my God. On defense alone, I think the Eagles are going to handle the Niners. Like, the Niners had, they struggled. Now,
49ers have a better coaching staff.
49ers have a better coaching staff, but the talent?
I don't trust Sirianni.
The sheer mass of talent, it leads you to the Eagles, right? Between Saquon, Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert. And then that defense, it plays. Now, the one thing that should give you pause, and you know, if you're going to make the argument for the Niners, is that we saw this Eagles defense get beaten to a pulp by DeAndre Swift and the Bears. You can run on these guys. So if Christian McCaffrey gets going, the Niners can have their way. But I think that the Eagles survive. And in your Sunday night special, the 7 seed Los Angeles Chargers go into Foxborough to take on the 2 seed New England Patriots.
Patriots.
Yeah, I'm taking the Patriots as well. It's not going to be as bad as last year for Justin Herbert, but it's going to be pretty damn bad. It's going to be pretty damn bad for Central Casting State's quarterback. And in your Monday Night Delight, the 5 seed Houston Texans go into Pittsburgh to take on the 4 seed AFC North champion Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Texans.
I am taking the Texans as well. It's not going to be a blowout. It's not going to be a blowout because Houston's offense isn't designed for that. But it will be a tough game. It will be physical. It'll be what Raven Steeler should have been. And I think the Texans escape. Those are our picks. What are yours? Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a line on X @faderoutedNZ and let us know who you're taking for Super Wild Card Weekend. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.